The only fear of this stubborn lion heart is to beat unheard without the blessings of your sighs. In the absence of your affection, severe silence spins cobwebs upon mossy fences you have built across your sky full of blackness. And I ponder, when my soul ascends with sunrise, why do you veil yourself until twilight reflects moonlight? Am I the personification of a tree, under which you no longer need shelter, a message in a bottle no longer upon your mantelpiece? That love sonnet to which you found so much joy, but now torn from pages of your poetic anthology. When romance arrived at your doorstep, blooming like cherry blossoms, you pressed each petal in a book you called love, but now it collects dust unread, wilting like an unnourished bouquet. So here my hopes lay, like a pearl's cradle upon unwanted shores, preparing to be washed away with the tide. Footsteps in the sand remain, although nothing will keep us together. I know you are the most beautiful thing I'll never get to call my own. So should I still whisper vows into the void, or allow upcoming waves to wane our bond? If only you would flow to me, like tropical drops from waterfalls, eventually kissing frozen estuaries, then I would place you in the cusp of my hand to refresh my lips which crave your touch. It seems this year there was no spring, no daffodils, no sunrise, only rain. So downhearted robins did not sing, but I captured the last feather from your exodus. I know a premature summer will only bloom anemic sunflowers, but still I sowed their seeds, hoping you will appear.